Hello, everybody, and welcome to another installment of Girls' Night. Woo! Hope you guys are partying hard right now while listening to this. Is the intended way to listen. I assume that people are making out in the background, that you guys are dancing right now, and that this is really grooving you out. Is that a phrase? I like it.
It is now.
That other voice you're hearing right now is Jonas Schrote, who is our very special guest this week.
Thank you so much for having me back on.
This episode, we actually have another guest, and that is my roommate, the wonderful, the very young, the hot teen sensation, Jordan Matherlicht.
Hey.
So,
yay,
welcome
Jordan.
To the podcast, guys.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Hope that you're ready to party, which is what we do on this podcast. I'm going to give you guys a little visual stimulation. I'm drinking a Lime-A-Rita right now.
Is that visual stimulation for me and Jordan?
Yes.
Just watching you drink
Lime-A-Rita? Yeah. Yes. When you drink a Lime-A-Rita, it's sexy, apparently. Jonas is having a glass of wine, and Jordan Matherlicht, ever the young man, is drinking a nice bottle of water. Jordan got pretty wasty this weekend.
I partied pretty hard a couple days in a row.
Yeah, a couple nights in a row. Old Jomo Low, that's your new nickname, I guess. Got pretty sick. I felt bad for you.
Yeah, I felt worse than I ever have in my entire life for a while.
Somebody just sent me a video of Jordan the other night in a car. On the way home, he wasn't driving. He was being driven.
He was in the passenger seat
with the door open, and they asked him, "How are you doing, Jordan?" And he goes, "This is the worst I've ever felt."
But you also almost fell out of the car three times as you said that.
We'll post a picture of Jordan's face on our website just so you guys can see it, and that is hotornot.com. So remember to check it out. Also, just a reminder while I'm thinking about it, you can email us at girlsnightbrady@gmail.com. I feel like I always forget to mention that. And while I'm mentioning things, speaking of bringing things up,
speaking of talking,
I feel like I should go ahead and get our sponsors out of the way. They paid a lot of money to have me talk about them, so I'm going to go ahead and pitch their... things.
Pitching some woo over there.
Getting good stuff
woo
in.
Pitching.
Yep. Our first sponsor this week is the Band of Actual Real Horses, which you may have heard of.
Now, this isn't the guy we had on last week.
No. It's actually that last week we had, of course, the Band of Actual Horses lead singer, which was a big mix up, and we're sorry again about that. A lot of people were pretty pissed about that.
Yeah.
I had some people say that they were pretty excited for it, and hey, we were too, you know? I thought that that guy was the real deal, and he really fucked us, so I'm sorry to our listeners. if you haven't listened to that episode yet, the Band of Horses lead singer was on, so check it out. The Band of Actual Real Horses is just a bunch of horses who stand on stage. And people go to see them, so you can go check them out. Also, Pizza Hut got on board. Yeah, Pizza Hut's our new sponsor.
It's a big get.
Yeah, pretty big get, guys. Respect that get.
Good get. You got
good
respected.
Get.
Respected. Got a good get.
Get a good get. And they wanted us to pitch their new slogan. Their new slogan at Pizza Hut, which is, Pizza Hut, quit acting like you're too good for us. Because, you know...
They're not wrong.
They're not wrong. Pizza Hut. If you're not going to go out of your way to get it, but if it's there, you'd eat it. That's their new slogan. It's kind of aggressive, but I like it.
It's pretty long, too.
It is really long. And their commercials are really mad. It's just a guy.
Is he yelling?
They don't even show the pizza. It's a guy who's just being stern. It's like the opposite of the Domino's commercial. Like where they're like, hey, sorry, guys. They're like, hey, you guys, come on. We're good. We're fine. I mean, we're not local, but, like, if you're in a bind, like, if you're just in some small town, like, they got chains, like, come on. Hey, we're around. You know the number. Also, this week, we're brought to you by Hot Cousins. So, if you got a cousin that's hot, go ahead and thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
Sure.
Because we really appreciate it. Jonas, we were talking a little bit before, and you said you had an interesting article that you just read. Go ahead and
right before we started recording, I read this article. I saw this article about a soccer referee who killed another player. They got into like a fist fight, and the ref pulled a knife and stabbed this other player.
Yeah.
And the player died on the way to the hospital.
Okay.
Which is pretty crazy,
right? That's insane,
right?
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's pretty insane.
Here's what's more insane. Friends and relatives, and the article just says spectators, rushed the field.
Yeah.
Quartered the ref and stuck his head on a stake in the middle of the field.
Like a Heart of Darkness situation?
Yeah, like in Braveheart at the end where they, you know, they kill William. I guess it's not in the movie, but it happened.
I don't know why we're laughing about this. This is disturbing.
Yeah.
But you know what would be really disturbing is if they put it on the not top 10 on ESPN. I've always felt like they could do more with that, like this whole Aaron Hernandez thing. If they just like showed it with that music that I just started to do the Curb Your Enthusiasm music. Like, bump, bump,
what's the Aaron Hernandez thing? I don't follow sports or crime.
Aaron Hernandez was a tight end for the New England Patriots.
Okay.
And he murdered a man.
Hey.
Execution style.
Allegedly?
Allegedly. I think it's pretty much like the deal is sealed.
Oh.
And he may have killed other people, I think is the story now.
Uh-huh.
And I think it'd be funny if they just showed him like in jail, but they put the not top 10. Like, because there's silly music that they play. Like,
why
it's like
a
blooper reel. I don't know. The guy apparently was talking to people in a nightclub that Aaron did not feel comfortable with them talking to. And I think the idea is that he like killed some other people and this guy was running his mouth about it. I think that's what happened.
Why are you killing everybody?
I posted this on Facebook, so I'm sorry if you read it, but I thought I got banned one day on ESPN this week for posting on one of the articles about it. I posted this whole quarterback controversy in New England has everybody acting weird because, and I know you don't understand that, Jonas.
I have no idea.
Tim Tebow was picked up by the New England Patriots. And
he's the hot one, right? The hot religious one.
Is that right? I don't even know.
I'm thinking of the right person.
I mean, he's the religious guy.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady is obviously the quarterback of that team. Like, it's not going to be an issue. But when Tebow has gone to any team, there's always a quarterback controversy.
Why is that a thing? He's not good,
because
right?
People, he's not like good quarterback necessarily. I don't know. It's up for debate. I don't think he is, but he's a,
if it's
he's
up for
won.
Debate, then it's not like he's,
yeah, he's
going to
unseat. Definitely not great. But every team he goes to, there's always a clamoring out of the religious fans who are like, put Tebow in, and it turns into a nightmare. But in New England, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to explain a joke, and I feel real dumb about that. So did I interrupt your story? Was there more to that?
No, it's fine.
I apologize. That's insane. So
yeah, that doesn't happen.
So they
now.
Put a referee's head on a stake.
After they quartered his body. Young Jordan, you understand
what is
quartering
a body?
They quartered it, like they took it to a nice restaurant or something?
No, quartered.
Oh, quartered.
Because a quartered is 1/4, right?
Right.
So back in like medieval times, they would take rope and tie it on your arms and legs and tie all four of those ropes onto separate horses and then like slap the horses or something. They'd all go traveling off in different directions and your body would split into quarters.
And traveling off,
yeah.
They would go travel.
Whatever.
I wonder if the horses like felt bad about that.
I don't think the horses realized what was happening.
Nah, I bet they did. I bet they were like, "Oh man,
how far did
you
they
really
go?
Hurt that guy?
It's just a job, man. Don't judge me for what I'm doing to people.
Look, I make a lot of money to do this, and I'm a simple horse. But some nights I just can't go to sleep because I feel bad for this horse.
Now.
I do too. When I was a kid, I thought medieval was, like, a scary time. I thought there was a time when it was, like, super evil.
We're in sort of, like, medieval right now.
It's, like, half evil. Jordan understands. He's young and stupid.
You know, I understand most things
yeah.
that happen and are involved with
young
other things.
Jordan is the youngest of the men. We've been taking him to restaurants, and he's such a fucking baby that we'll take him to like a Thai place and he'll order like some form of like chicken, but anything that it comes with he makes them not have. It's just plain chicken.
He got chicken satay a couple weeks ago. I was like, can I get that, but I don't want any of the sauce on it, no tomatoes, no onions, just the chicken.
It was just plain chicken on a stick. So he's paying $12 for like a little piece of chicken,
right?
Like, it's so embarrassing. Oh,
you
hilarious.
Guys, you guys like to take me to these places and I'm paying for my own meal? What's this bullshit?
No, we like to take him out to restaurants. We take him to ice cream parlors. I'm buying my own ice cream.
You're not having sex with anybody, so nobody's going to pay you anything.
That's right.
Pay for anything.
That's right. Because we all know that rule. That
That's
if you
the
pay
rule.
For someone's meal, they owe you sex.
I'm
That's
saying.
That's Jonas Schroeder,
if you're
everybody.
Taking somebody out, you expect... Maybe I'm...
I don't expect
Maybe
anything.
I have a misconception of what dating is.
You do. Speaking of dating...
By the way, Jordan, do you
want to...
Can I take you out for dinner?
Are you going to pay for it?
Only if you have sex with me.
Yeah, deal.
Okay.
I think dating is going to be the topic of this episode.
Hey.
Jordan has a story that I find very interesting that I'm going to have him tell towards the end. Before we get to that, I thought of a couple things. I watched some movies this week that I want to talk about. I came up with a couple theories that I want to know what you guys think. One, I watched part of Star Wars Episode One. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan,
yeah.
Okay. Favorite movie. Favorite movie.
What? Shut up. He hasn't seen the other Star Wars yet.
There are other Star Wars?
Yes. Was Haley Joel Osment in that? No, that's a different
that's
kid.
Jake Lloyd.
How do you know that?
I know everything.
It doesn't matter. No, I was watching Jar Jar Binks, and I started to do an impression of him, and I realized that it sounds a lot like an offensive impression of an Asian person. Like, he's like, oh, I'm Jar Jar Binks. But if you think about it like that, it totally ruins the movie on a whole different level.
Because Jar Jar Binks didn't ruin the movie beforehand.
Yeah, now it might enhance it, actually. So
I like to think that
they wrote the script and they were like, this is clearly going to be our first, like, Asian character in Star Wars, because they had Mace Windu as Samuel L. Jackson. They were like, we're going to add some diversity. And then they wrote the script, and it was just way too offensive. They're like, well, we don't want to rewrite it, so let's just make it some weird fucking creature that no one can be offended by.
Well, Jonas, do you happen to know the actor that played Jar Jar Binks?
No.
Do you know the actor that portrayed him?
No.
Daniel Day-Lewis
Shut
portrayed
up.
Jar Jar Binks.
That can't be true.
Turned into him for a couple of years. He was a Jar Jar Binks.
Is that right?
Yeah, lived as one under the
sea. Well,
I
don't think Jar Jar Binks is the name of the creature. I think that's that character's name.
Yeah,
like he's a different race. I think it's like Gungan
Gungans.
Or something. Yeah,
Gungans.
I don't know why I know that.
The noble Gungans.
Yes. The other thing I realized, this has just been sitting in my head, is if I was ever in a parole situation, like let's say I got a lifetime sentence in jail or any kind of sentence in jail and I had parole hearings, my instinct would be to be like, look, I don't give a fuck if y'all want to let me out or not, because that worked for Morgan Freeman in Shawshank Redemption. And it's like, that's a movie. That shouldn't be my instinct for how things work.
No, movies are fictitious, just kind of by nature.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they're not real. They're different. They're documentaries, right?
Yeah.
Those are real.
Like Shawshank Redemption.
No.
Yeah.
No, not everything's a documentary. Have you ever had like an idea of a story in your head?
Yeah, sure.
And you write that down.
I mean, I only write down things that happen to me. So I assumed that when Andy Dufresne decided to write that story, that it was all stuff that happened. Are you saying that he made that story up?
You've seen the new Batman movies, right?
Yeah.
You know how Lucius Fox is in there?
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman?
What are you talking about?
It's not the same guy. It's the same actor playing.
I just assumed that Morgan Freeman got out of jail and then he went to go help Batman out.
No.
Like he helped Andy Dufresne.
No, no, no.
He got tired of the beach and he was like, you know what? I think Batman needs my help.
He was a chauffeur for Miss Daisy for a while. And then he just...
He lived a life, a lot of life. You know what? I think now is the time to go ahead and get into it. I brought Jordan on for this theme this week of breakups and bad dating experiences. I actually was thinking about this because I did a show recently where we talked about relationships. It was a cool show that Scott Long put on in Indianapolis that I did at the White Rabbit bar. It's a really cool bar. Go stop by there if you're white. I think it's called White Rabbit Cabaret or something like that. It's really cool. I like it a lot. Check it out. But I remembered this experience I had, which was my first breakup, and I wanted to ask you guys about it because I think that's a an interesting experience. So, Jonas, do you remember your first breakup?
I do remember my first breakup.
Yeah.
It happened in fifth grade.
Oh, okay.
I had a girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh.
Which is surprising.
That is surprising.
Although not that surprising, because nobody comes out in fifth grade. Right?
That'd be funny if they did.
Yeah. Some three-year-old. Guys, I...
Whoa, you're that's three offensive.
In fifth grade?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Oh, shit.
Three? You just got Matherlicked.
Third grade. I have had a bad breakup.
Yeah? Okay. That's right. How about we... All right, let's hear this one. Was this one actually, like, hurtful?
A little bit. In fifth grade... I was dating a girl the way you date someone in fifth grade,
yeah.
Which is you avoid eye contact in the halls, but everybody talks about you guys being together.
Right.
Is that how relationships go in fifth grade?
I don't
grade?
Know. I didn't date back then.
Yeah.
That's how my eighth grade relationship
I was more into a one-night.
That's how your relationships work out now,
Jordan. Hug. I didn't hug my girlfriend.
I think I may have held her hand once or something.
Yeah?
But we, like, never kissed or anything. Cause...
Yeah. See, I wasn't, like, a relationship guy back then. I was more of a fuck man. It was all one-night stands for Brady in fifth grade.
But we were dating, and then she gave me a ring on Valentine's Day.
I really thought you were going to say hand job. I don't know why. Why was that what was in my heart?
I don't know. She gave me a ring on Valentine's Day, and by gave me, one of her friends came up and gave me a ring. Said, this is from Alex. We'll say her name's Alex.
Yeah.
Because that's what her name was. And then I go, I held it in my hand for a second, and I gave it back to my friend. I go, I'm going to break up with her. And I sent our friend back to break up with my girlfriend.
Why did you break up with her?
On Valentine's Day, because I'm gay. I don't want a girlfriend. I don't need a girlfriend. What the?
That's a good point.
Interesting story. She is now the girlfriend of... another female friend of mine.
Oh, so you made her lesbian?
I think so. I think so.
You turned each other gay.
Yeah, we turned each other gay.
Work.
Yeah.
You're both.
That is
now.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
This is not.
So that was my first breakup.
That reminded me of something, which is that the first time I didn't have any kind of like girlfriends or anything like that until I was way older than that. So, but I did try. When I was in sixth grade, I had a huge crush on this girl. I think I mentioned her in another episode, actually. But my way of going about it, you guys have to understand, it took every ounce of courage in my body to make this happen. But I got detention one day, which is very rare for me. I was a huge nerd in sixth grade. But I lost some piece of paper, like, we had to have some attendance sheet, and I just lost it because I was messy. And I got detention, and I thought it was kind of cool. So I told my friend Dylan, I was like, hey, man, I got detention or else I would do this. But, like, at recess, could you ask Kathy?
Were you
a
Henry Phillips in sixth grade?
I was Henry Phillips or whatever. And if you guys don't know who Henry Phillips is, you should check out... Henry's Kitchen or whatever, and can we just go ahead and do the bit that,
yeah,
why not?
Sure.
Henry Phillips told us this this joke that he heard an open micer do, and I'm going to ask him if it's okay if I tell this next time I see him, which will be way after we post this, so it'll be okay. It's this joke, but it's only hilarious in Henry's voice,
right.
Which is, here's the joke, it's, I got a dog. Oh, wait, fuck.
No, you got it. You're right. I got a dog and I named it.
I got a dog and I named it Drew Barrymore because I always wanted to tell people I fucked Drew Barrymore. There's another one.
No, you can do it like 17 different ways.
It's funny every way you do it.
Because you can go like, I named my dog Drew Barrymore because... I always wanted to tell people I fucked Drew Barrymore. So it works that way, too.
Wait, didn't you just do the same thing?
No, because it was reversed that time.
Oh, okay.
Got a dog named. Or you can...
yeah.
Like,
or you'd say, I got it. I fucked... I named Drew Barrymore after my dog because I always wanted to tell people I fucked my dog.
I I got a parrot and I named it Drew Barrymore because I always wanted to tell people that Drew Barrymore watched me fuck my dog.
That's so fun.
Anyway, have
what
fun
was I talking about? Oh yeah, I asked this guy. I'm done with this story. I asked this guy to ask a girl out for me, and I used the excuse to, like, I would have, but I'm in detention one day this year, and that happens to be the day I need to do this. And of course, she told him, "Hey, if he wants to ask me out, tell him to do it." And I took that as the greatest rejection of all time. And I told my mom.
Did you take something personally?
It's so weird how I haven't changed at all. I told my mom about it, though, because I was very upset. And she was like, "You didn't ask anybody out." It was the only time in our relationship, me and my mom. I mean, we date. And it was the only time she's ever been like, "Whatever, motherfucker." That's how my mom talks, apparently. "You didn't ask anybody out." She didn't believe me that it even happened.
So funny.
Anyways, Jordan, do you have a first breakup story? Actually, no. Yours is the one that I want to do last because it's not even a breakup. It's just hilarious to me. But it's like along the same lines. I'll go ahead and tell mine. I have one that's like a real relationship, and one I was just a girl I was dating, or I like dated went on like two dates with. But the one that feels like my real first breakup was this girl I dated when I was like 19. And I had no idea how to interact with people. So I was very, like, I don't know. I wasn't good at I wasn't ready to be with anybody yet. I was, like, really influenced by romantic comedies.
Right.
I thought you were supposed to, like, save yourself and stuff, which is fine. You could still do that. Anyways, it doesn't matter that we broke up. This was not a good relationship. But because I was so nice, like, she felt terrible breaking up with me, so she had to get wasted to do it. She got super drunk, the drunkest I had ever seen
her. How old were you? I'm sorry.
19.
Okay.
And she called me and did it. And so I went over to her house and we talked, and she was like, I don't think we can do this. And like she was like crying and stuff, and I like felt bad for her. But because she was so drunk, the next day, I was, like, all upset. I'm on the bus. Like, I was in college, and I was going to my class, and I was just upset. And I get a call from her, and I was like, oh, man, maybe she changed her mind. Like, maybe, like, she wants to talk it out. But what had actually happened was that she was so drunk that she forgot she broke up with me. So she still needed to break up with me. So she just didn't know that it happened. So it was the worst experience. Yeah. Here's the thing. That's so funny to me. Yeah, that's so funny to me. And anytime I've explained it to somebody, I don't think they like it, but I think it's hilarious.
That's so funny.
That's really funny.
The other thing that happened, the girl I went to prom with, we broke up over AIM, which is short for AOL Instant Messenger.
Okay.
For you players out there.
Is short for America Online Instant Messenger.
Exactly. I used up a few of my hours of AOL to get on AOL and get broken up with via AIM. Actually, I ended it because I heard that she was going to. So I kind of had the power in that one.
Sure.
But the reason that ended was because I was so respectful of women that I wouldn't, like, even touch her. Like, we would hold hands, and that was it.
Uh-huh.
And we were too old for that. Like, right. It was in high school, but it was, like, too late for that. So she told my friend that she was going to end it because of that, and I got so mad that I just got on there. I was like, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. And then I found out that she had made out with one of my close friends.
Aww,
so
buddy.
Still pretty pissed about that. So.
It happens.
Steven, fuck you. I should have done those in reverse order. Anyways, So Jordan, you have a story. Yours is actually more about the first girl you had sexual experience with, right?
Yeah, the naughty naughty. The first down and dirt, down the dirt.
Down and dirt?
Yeah, it was in a bunk bed. But
you're
it was
clearly
dirty.
Ready for
it
this.
Was a dirty bunk bed.
It was a dirty bunk bed.
I had it since childhood, and it just brought all these memories. It was not pleasant. Yeah, so here we go. So I was a senior in high school.
Yeah.
And I had...
A few months ago.
Yeah, so this was last year. About 4 moons ago. this happened. And my previous girlfriend just moved to college. And so then we kind of took a break, and I started dating this other girl. And the first day we ever start talking, we kiss and we make out. First day. Intense first day. And we spent a lot of time on my floor talking. And she's like, hey, I've got a lot of problems, and I take a lot of medication. And I was like, oh, well, these are all the same problems and medication my last girlfriend took. I'm sure it's going to be the exact same, which is bad, but I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're stupid. I mean, I'm stupid.
I'm still stupid.
I'm saying
you're like,
stupid.
Oh, back then I was so young.
You know, 6 months ago.
But she's like, yeah, so I'm not going to be some whore, not going to get my pants in the next, like, 2 or 3 days. I was like, oh, that's, like, I didn't expect that to happen.
Which, yeah.
2 or 3 days, which I think was, you know, that's, I didn't expect it to happen in 2 or 3 days
right,
anyway.
Right.
She was, putting up barriers that didn't need to, that already
yeah,
existed.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. So then the second day, we're like, hey, we're talking, as the kids put it nowadays. We're not dating, but
that's
we're,
I hate that term. I guess it fits, but, like. When people say, oh, we're talking, oh, with your genitalia.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Because we don't talk.
Not what talking is.
Yeah, we don't talk anymore. So we had to come up with a new, we still like the word, so we had to get a new definition for it.
Gotcha.
That's what I think.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
But go ahead.
Anyway. So the second day, we're in the old bunk bed.
Yeah.
And things are starting to happen, and she starts kissing down my chest.
Whoa.
All right, yeah. I'm not going to get graphic.
Hey. Put the young ladies away for this part of the
put
podcast.
Put them away. Put them in the cabinets.
You can go ahead and get graphic, Jordan.
So. Oh, okay. So so this broad, she's sucking on my brick.
Wait,
right?
No. Turning into Rodney Dangerfield isn't graphic. Doing it in a Rodney Dangerfield voice doesn't make it rated R. Oh, okay.
Do it in your normal voice, but talk a little slower.
Okay.
In more detail.
All right. I was wearing a...
What are you... That's the creepiest thing I've ever heard anyone say.
What's happening?
I was wearing a blue shirt.
We don't need these details.
Not that detail.
I only wore basketball shorts
at this
point in my life.
I don't
want to
hear these details.
Okay.
I was kidding.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's important to the later part of the story. So she starts kissing down, and I'm like, hey,
I'm
going to
remind everybody, I don't remember this story. Okay. I just remember you telling it to me months ago and me laughing a lot. So
you mean right after it happened?
Yeah, pretty much right after it. No, I just remember you telling it to me, but I don't remember the details. So I'm basically relearning it now. So go ahead.
Okay. So she's kissing down, right? And I am trying to be a gentleman. And she told me that she doesn't want to go fast. So I'm like, hey, I think you're just getting caught up in the moment. You don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
What happened with my last girlfriend, this would happen. And then afterwards, she would start crying a lot.
Oh, sure.
So get really mad at me and then mad at herself. And then being mad at her for being mad at me for being mad at her.
Of course.
So I was like, hey, we don't need to do this. I'm happy with kissing and all that hand holding.
The holding of the hands.
The ceremony of the hand holding.
Mm-hmm.
And but she's like, no, it's fine. We're going to do this. And maybe 4 or 5 times I reject it. I'm like, no, I don't.
That's plenty of times.
More times than a man should ever have to do to refuse.
That's a good time
this.
To lose your virginity, too, after you've rejected it 5
exactly.
times.
Exactly. That's not
a headspace to be in.
That's not what happened. That's not
You just said that's what happened.
No, she did the mouth thing for a little bit. It was a teaser. I'm trying not to be dirty.
Look,
I don't know why.
Clean it up, Madeline.
All right.
No, I'm kidding.
But it's like she was like, it's a teaser. So it was like 4 minutes, and I was like, that was the bet. Like, and I've only been with one girl with like that.
Yeah.
Previous to that. So I was like, that was the most amazing thing in my entire life.
Okay.
Like,
out of the two people that have done that, you were clearly.
Yeah. I was the first girl's first, and I was
and
this
you
girl's
were
like 90.
Up until about a year ago, McDonald's ice cream was the best thing that had ever happened.
Does ice cream was Oreo McFlurries.
There
and
you go.
So this happens, and I'm like, are we okay? She's like, we're fine. So I go to the local comedy club in town for that show to see my friend. I have a friend on the show, want to go support. And we're just texting. And I'm not good at texting girls, so I'm just like, so how do you feel about Thai food? And she's like, I'm all right, cool.
Why are you bringing up Thai food?
I don't.
First of all?
I'm just trying to learn things, and because I always imagine like I'm gonna get on like this trivia show with a girl, and they're like, "What's your favorite kind of food?" I'm like, "Oh, I don't know."
Right. If you're just Thai trying food. To learn those things that you thought were important.
Yeah, which aren't. Yeah. So I'm like, okay. And I told her I was going to the show all day. So right before the show starts, I'm like, hey, show's about to start. I will talk to you later. Don't have my phone on during the show. And then she goes, okay, fine, whatever. Bye. Which is
aggressive.
She's mad, very mad.
She's mad.
And I picked it up fast. And I was like, well, why are
That's
you?
That's the most obvious thing.
Exactly.
Ever. Like, you made it sound like you were a detective. Like, I
caught on to that almost
I looked
immediately.
At the fingerprints.
I'm a regular Peter Falk over here. Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, that was a horrible Peter Falk.
All your voices are the same guy.
Hey, see, I'm a Peter Falk over here.
Look at my eye.
You guys should see what I'm doing with my eye.
Peter Falk. The same guy.
See?
So I'm asking her, like, why are you upset? What did I do? And she goes, you know, never mind. And for 20 minutes, this goes on. So I go down the stairs and I call her and I'm like, what's wrong? She goes, oh, you're just going to use me for dirty stuff and then just leave? just leave forever? I was like, what? If you don't recall, I rejected, but you were being kind of pushy. And then she hangs up on me.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Yeah. And we were, like, in a stairwell, so, like, maybe reception, you know, at AT&T. You know how they is. So maybe they just – maybe got cut off.
Right.
So You're I text her. So I'm like, did you hang up on me or was it bad service? She goes, I hung up on you. She's like, I'm not going to just listen to you call me a whore. I'm like, I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it. I'm just saying that I
– But you also didn't call her a whore.
I did not call her a whore. I was like, I had fun, but I thought it was too soon, and I tried to explain that to you and you were not listening at all, so now we're here. And then she's like, whatever, you're like every other dude, I don't need this, I'm gonna go to sleep, bye. So I'm thinking this is over, day two done. Okay.
Whoa. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I watched the rest of the show, the last 15 minutes of the show that I didn't see because I was on the
only
phone for all
comics
the
have this problem, I think. Where it's like, you were like, well, I had to be at the show.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Any normal human would have been like, yeah, I'm going to go, like, talk to her and try to, like, not feel like a huge piece of shit. But instead, comics are like, yep, got to do it.
Yeah. Like, oh, you're on the show, right? You know, no, it's just, like, a friend of mine.
Yeah.
But I want to, like, I really want to see it.
Like, I don't know if I've mentioned this on here before. I don't think I have. But when my fiance ended, like the first time she ended our engagement, like, or the first time she like tried to, we were in the process of ending our relationship. I was driving from Chicago to Columbus to do a show at a hot dog palace. Mm-hmm. It was not like an important show, but she ended it. And I was like, well, I'm completely fucked. Like, I was going to be homeless after that for like a couple days. I was going to have to change my life completely. And I still went to the goddamn hot dog palace show. It's just wired in your brain that you have to do it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
When
anyway.
I broke up with my last boyfriend, I think this is true. I was going to check, but I think it's true. Because he was in a different city and we talked on the phone. I'm like, listen, this, we can't do this anymore. And everything was fine. Like, we need to get together and at least, you know, meet up one more time and talk to each other and make sure that everything's okay. And he goes, well, do you want to come up tonight? And it was like 5 PM. It's only like 2 hours away. We're going to meet halfway. And I go, I really don't feel comfortable with it tonight, but it's because Jeremy Essig was in town and I wanted to go see his show.
That's funny. Cause Jeremy Essig is in town right now. Young Jordan is actually hosting those shows. This won't be out in time, but next time Jeremy Essig is around, go see him. If he's in your town, very funny man.
It's also, I'd like to point out, when you go to see a friend and you've seen all their jokes, like,
yeah,
you know exactly what they're going to say
out of it.
But you're like, no, I'm going to support them.
What the fuck is wrong with us?
We're sick. And
but it's not, I'm also not faulting us because it's in you.
It's fun. I love it.
All right.
So anyway, so the next day I wake up to some texts saying, hey, I'm sorry. It's Shark Week, as some of the girls say, which is code for they're on their period.
Oh, I thought you... Never mind. All right.
No, she wasn't very angry about Shark Week. She's like, I got very upset, and I got caught up, and I was tired, and I apologize. Sometimes I sleep it off, and I wake up, and I realize the mistakes I've made. Can you forgive me? And I was like, and I was just so desperate for a woman. And I was
well,
like,
no,
yeah,
also,
of course.
You're a sweetheart, and you were going to be... Yeah, you're a forgiving person.
Yeah. So, I was like, okay, let's hang out. So I hang out. I meet her mom. Third day, meeting her mom.
Third day.
Yeah, she's okay. Painting downtown at the canal. She's painting flowers. That's not important to the story. But I meet her, and everything's fine. And we walk, and we talk, and we really connected, I feel like.
Sure.
And then we hang out for a while, and everything's fine for a couple days. But every day we're talking on text 24/7. Couldn't go 3 hours without her getting mad at me for something.
Yeah.
No 3 hour period.
And now is this still part of TLC's Shark Week?
She claims it. She blames everything that happened in this entire 2 month period on being on her period the entire time.
So it was a 2 month period.
It could be. So who knows what actually happened.
I apologize to our listeners for that dumb joke I just made.
You know what? They just have to take it. They're just going to have to listen. Yeah. They don't have to listen. I'm sorry. we're fighting a lot, but it's worth it to me for some reason.
Sure.
I'm like, it's
those
fine.
First couple relationships you stay in, I think, no matter what. You're like, no, you stand by your woman.
Exactly.
We're in this forever.
Exactly. Fights about nothing.
Yeah.
Just like I said one thing the wrong way, and she's like, oh, you're a big piece of shit. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's, I think in the first ones, you're so worried that there'll never be another one that you're like, well, I guess I got to put up with everything. This is clearly the one.
17. This is it.
Yeah.
It's not getting any better.
Like, no, you don't have to change your whole personality to be with somebody. Anyways,
exactly.
There was no point to that.
So we fight a lot, and we go to school together, and everything's okay. But it's, you know, she's arguing with me a lot, and I've one of my best friends at the time, my friend David, who was hanging out with me a lot. He had much more experience with girls,
mm-hmm.
so I drove him to school every day, and we talked, and he was like, "She's crazy, man. You got to get out of it. She's insane. She's just, look, I know bitches, and she's a crazy bitch." These are his
Who
words.
Is this guy?
He is.
Look. One thing, his name is Dave. Look, let me tell you one thing about Dave. I know bitches.
Dave knew many bitches. He had experience. I had no experience. So he's coaching me
through. You got any bitch questions?
That,
Dave's the man to come to. I don't like Dave.
Dave's a douchebag. I still love him, but he's a douchebag. I would be with him, and I was like, she's texting me. She's mad at me for no reason. He's like, man, fuck her. I'm like, okay, I don't know what that means. I don't know what I'm supposed to do next. He's like, no, she's just being crazy. Just ignore, stop seeing her. And I just ignore all of this advice. So eventually, we drive to see a movie, her and I, not David.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
Right before we get to the right when we just parked, and we're getting out, and I just said to her, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, my house is empty. And she goes, oh, well, then let's go back and have sex. I was like, oh, well, all right, let's do that instead.
Okay.
Whatever movie we were going to see.
Right.
Which was probably something very bad. So we drive back to my place, and we have a piano in our house.
Yeah.
And she's a musician. So she started to play. She's like, can I play you some songs first? And I was like, all right, that's fine. I'm supportive. And she starts playing these songs, and they're just about other dudes she's been with that aren't me at all, and how perfect they are, and how no man will ever live up to that. And like,
I miss you, Dave.
Mostly that. And just like, oh, if I could have only been a better person to be with you, but now you're gone forever. There will never be another you.
Now I'm stuck with this Rayleigh motherfucker. He's tall and thin, and his dick's real small.
Oh, it's where it hurts.
He looks like a deformed Zach. Wait, no. This is Zach Braff.
Deformed? Do you guys... Oh, I only have half a face. No, did I not clarify this?
This is her song. He wears dumb shoes, and are those his real pants?
This was before I was wearing pants. I only wore basketball shorts exclusively.
Right, of course.
And I'm not kidding at all. So I'm just sitting there listening to these songs, and she's like, what'd you think? And I'm like, yeah,
that's so
let's
funny.
Go upstairs.
Brian touched my boob, and I liked it. Wish that Jordan wasn't such a pussy.
It's like a really dirty Adele album. It was really
What if Adele was dirty? He could have had it all if she'd only touched my pussy.
I'm sorry, guys.
Put his finger in my ass. Oh. I can't even see anymore. Oh. In my asshole.
Oh, gross.
I apologize again, everybody.
Okay. Look, so
I'm going to be honest with you. Our fan base is 100% partying women, so I don't know how much they're into this.
Okay.
So I hope you ladies can dance to this story.
To the story. Feel your groove to this story. So we go upstairs and we start doing the naughty, and it's an 8 minutes of, to be honest, it was fine.
Yeah.
Didn't wear a condom.
What? Your first time?
Jesus. Yeah.
Your first time.
I asked her like 90 times. She's taking the pill, right? And she's like, yeah, like, you've never missed a day, right? Because days
matter. I
wanted
to wear like 5 condoms the first time. Oh,
I was just so caught up in I was adrenaline is pumping through me. I'm like, you're on the pill, right? We're going to be okay, right? Whatever. And she's like, yeah, we're going to be fine. I've done this a million times, which should have been a bad sign.
No, your friend Dave told you she was a bitch.
Yeah.
A bitch isn't the same as whore, though, Tom.
Oh, that's true.
She may still be clean.
I'm going to go ahead and note, I hate the word bitch to describe women, so I apologize to all our listeners for Dave.
Yeah.
Dave sounds like an asshole.
Dave's an asshole. All
right.
So we do this, and it's, let's be honest, it was 8 minutes, all right, which I feel isn't terrible. First time.
That's good. It's for decent. A first time. Pete Holmes says 6 pumps.
Exactly.
Yep.
She's like, it was 7. I'm like, bullshit, it was 8.
So you guys argued.
We argued a lot.
What kind of a woman is this? Where she's like, excuse me, that was 7 minutes. And you're like, 8. We could have had it all.
And I drove her home, and she's just like, you look happier. Like, I feel like that's where, like, a glow was put in me. She's just like, you know what? You just seem like, ever since you got out, like, you were just happier.
Oh, no.
And of course, after the second afterwards, I apologize. I was afraid, like, oh, I did it too late. Maybe, what if she is? No, she's fine. You know, it's in the back of my head.
Right.
Like, she could be pregonimous. Pregnant. I'm never going to say that word again. Never going to say it again. So I drop her off at her house. And just right after, we're done, and I take her home.
Sure.
That's what she wanted.
Okay. That's a good sign.
Exactly. So I take her home.
Good job. Take me the fuck home.
Get me the fuck out of here. I never can be in this room again.
I take her home, and then I go and pick up my friend.
Dave?
It was Dave. It was Tyree. And while playing the song, I Just Had Sex by The Lonely Island, because I promised that's what I would do when I lost it.
Yeah.
So I did that, and then I just drove away.
Yeah.
And that's okay for a couple days, and then I start getting. She texts me. She's like, "Hey, you should send me some dirty pictures." And I was like, "You first." And then she goes, "Okay." And I never went through on my deal.
Yeah.
First of all,
no one. Got, no like, man.
Exactly.
Listen, listeners. If you disagree with me, please send us an email at girlsnightbrady@gmail.com. No one needs to see a man's body in picture form unless you're a gay man.
See, I disagree.
Yeah, I don't think in my experience, from the girls I've talked to, you don't need to see a D pic. Actually, you know what? I did talk to one person. My friend Sally said that it's kind of like a turn on to know that like you did that. Like if like you like. Had,
you got someone that excited.
Yeah, I hate talking about this, actually. But
how many dick pics have you sent, Tom?
None.
Let me go through your pictures on your phone.
You could. There's zero. It's totally innocent phone. Oh. My phone's PG, babes. Ugh. No, I feel like the main reason women do like ask for that is so that they have insurance kind of on you. You know what I mean? So it's like they have some
You mean blackmail.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. So they have a reason for you not to like show this to anybody. Not that you would, but I feel like that's why they would ask for it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I agree.
Listeners, girlsnightbrady@gmail.com. Jonas, I feel like you have a different experience. I feel like you have a different point to come.
People claim that it's not like everybody in the game was like, I don't send out pictures. Everybody sends out
pictures. I know that Jonas does. Yeah.
You have no proof of it other than me saying, don't look through my pictures.
Every time Jonas starts to show me something on his phone, he goes, don't look through my pictures. I think I mentioned that on here before.
You have. It's,
call back.
It's worth mentioning it again.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah. I have dirty pictures.
Yeah.
Do you want to see some?
No.
Here's a picture I just took.
I don't want to.
No, it's fine.
No.
No, Tom, come here. Look at this.
I won't. Oh, no. I didn't even look. Wait.
I don't have any right now. I'm just kidding. Lost, I try to get rid of them if I send them pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly.
Anyways, Jordan Mallard.
Yeah. Continue. And I would like to apologize for the longness of this story. It's a very long story.
That's okay. I think it's entertaining.
Cool. And I would like, and this, this is happening, the we're dirty 40 pictures 40. And everything. It's this is happening at a really weird point in my life. Senior in high school, my mom was in the hospital, so I'm just in the hospital sitting next to my mom getting dirty pictures from this girl.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're fighting, and this is all happening. So, and like a couple of days later, we're rehearsing for a play, and she's like, hey, just want to let you know I'm a couple of days late. It's like, which is fine. I talk to lots of girls. That, like, that happens with the pill. A couple of days late, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then the next day, she's like, yeah, I told you I was 2 days late. I'm actually like 7. It's like, oh, well, that's very scary. So yeah. Then we both start flipping out and going through these arguments like, you know, what if? And, you know, those conversations that you have. And when that happens.
Oh, after your first time.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
insane.
So we're rehearsing this play and she's just like leaving rehearsal to go cry, then coming back crying. And I was an old man in a wheelchair and I'm just in the wheelchair backstage crying. Like, it's really, it's really bad. So then a couple of days go by and we're still, she's like, yep, it's still like, I don't know. I've been feeling kind of sick and everything. And I'm yeah. like, well, it could just be in your head. Like, if you think you are, you're going to, your body's going to act like that. If you really put it in your head. I saw an episode of CSI where this girl yeah. was lactating because yeah, she was really sure true. She was pregnant. I saw it when I was 13 and I've held it. It is CSI's word that it is true. So I still believe it.
Okay.
But so we're freaking out and we're like breaking up every other day and then getting back together and on the phone all night crying and just trying to console each other.
Yeah.
And at one point she's like, hey, you know that if I'm pregnant, you're going to have to quit stand up. And I was like, well, we should talk about this a little yeah. more.
Is it just because she saw your show and she's like, well, you just got to get him pregnant, then he won't go up
she
anymore?
She's like, no child should ever have to see their dad. Being
she faked her pregnancy to get me to quit comedy. It's actually what happened. So this is the day of the show. We're back. We had to wait backstage. It was a dinner theater. Mm-hmm. So we're behind these curtains. We're in like there's a 4 foot space and then there's a crowd right there. So we can't go out because we're in costume and makeup.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting in a wheelchair freaking out. And she comes up to me. She's like, hey, I took a test and they're supposed to be like two lines or there's two lines. There's supposed to be three. And then if the third one pops up, it's positive. And I was like, so what happened? She goes, well, the middle one was kind of blurry, so I don't know what that means. It was faded. And I was like, oh, well, I'll Google it. And that says that, oh, if it's faded, it's probably positive.
Yeah.
So I'm freaking out. And I'm yeah. like, well, this can't happen. So I'm crying. She's crying. We do the show. And then after the show, my friend David is like, hey, sure, I know it's going to calm you down. You need to smoke weed. Because I've never done that before.
You had never done it before?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's like, this is God, exactly this what you need.
You're an idiot.
He's like, this is what you need to calm you down. Okay. And we had a show the next day. And she was a big pothead. So she's like, yeah, I'm going to come smoke with you guys.
Yeah.
I was like, well, if you think, well, you're, you think pregnant, you're pregnant, that's yeah. probably not good, right?
Right?
She goes, well, if I am, it's too early for it to really count.
Which
I don't think that's right. I was like, I don't think that's correct, but I was too scared and too dumb to really say anything to her. So he worked at Hotbox. We got two pizzas. We go back to his house. We get buck wild. Really.
Whoa!
Get
what
crazy.
Does that mean?
What does that
we
even
we
mean?
Just we smoked a lot of the pots.
You got
and,
buck wild.
A lot of them, and I was freaking out.
Sure.
But I was calm. Like, I wasn't thinking about that.
Sure.
So I was happy, and I woke up and I was like, oh, well, that's great. Like, I wasn't worried about the worst thing to ever
See,
happen.
I'm
to me.
Surprised you didn't get like super paranoid.
No,
like,
I was.
The baby looks like me.
What are these tall and gangly and an asshole?
Like, that, he walks her home, and I'm just watching UFC, and they're just bloody punching. And I'm like, oh, God, what's happening? That was my first time. And then, so we do the show the next day, and she's like, I took another test, and the same thing happened. We're
yeah.
like, well, that can be good. So that was a Saturday. So the next day, Sunday, and she goes to the doctor. He's like, all right, get off the pill, and we'll see what happens from there. So we're talking. We're not seeing each other much, but we're, like, we're still texting a lot. And
she's your baby's mama.
Yeah, so. Possibly.
Sure. You should probably text her back.
Exactly. Yeah. I text her a lot. We broke up a lot because I was like, I don't need this. And then she was like, all right, fine. And then I'm like, I'm sorry. I should be there. And by the way, all of our teachers and everybody in the school knew. She told one guy who was a gossip, and my teachers knew.
Right.
Like, they were like, Jordan, why'd you stick your dick in that? And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Your teacher said that?
Yeah. That bitch be crazy,
no,
man.
No, I'm serious.
David
my
was
teachers
everybody.
Were cool as shit.
David
like,
was an asshole.
Me.
Everybody was like that back then. Yeah, my math teacher was like, Jordan, that bitch is crazy. And I know bitches.
That night, Sunday night, she texts me at like midnight. She goes, I'm bleeding. And I was like, fuck yeah, blood. Like we had this big
That's
blood
the grossest
celebration.
Thing so weird. You could have ever said to me.
Hey,
never look in my eyes again, Jordan.
But we're happy and we're like, this is going to be okay. So then a couple days later, and by the way, she talked about how she wouldn't do abortion. She didn't believe in that.
Right.
She would believe in banging someone on like a weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah, and smoking while being pregnant.
She also didn't want to give it up for adoption if she was pregnant because she's like, well, if I keep something in me for 9 months, I'm not just going to give it away. So I'm like, well, that's terrible logic. That's
right.
Not how that should work at all. So in that Sunday, by the way, I'm not religious.
Sure.
But I prayed on that Saturday night, and I was like, look, if she's not pregnant, I'm going to go to church and pay attention this one time. I'm not going to dedicate my life to the church. I'm not going to lie to you.
Now,
can
I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do you actually think that if there is a higher power, a lord of sorts, he was like, all right, I'm going to kill your baby. If you'll listen one time, okay.
If I was going to be honest, I'm like, I can't dedicate my life to this. I'm not going to lie to you. But if I'm honest, I'll go once. I'll see what it's about. I'll see what
all
the
hype
is
about.
And the
Lord was like, look, I appreciate honesty. Lots of people lie to me. I don't know who this voice is. Yeah,
but I went to church and the whole sermon was just about, hey, sometimes life is awful, but God is with you. Sometimes everything's terrible and everybody's against you and you're shunned from your family,
right.
But God's with you.
Just let go and let God, man.
Yeah. So I was crying in church and then she tells me she's not. We're happy. Maybe a week later, I break it off completely. I'm like, I don't want anything to do with you ever.
Right.
So she freaks out and we're okay. And then she starts going out with my friend David.
She starts. I knew David was a bad guy.
I knew it. And then I was like, David,
look, I got a confession. I like bitches. I told you I know them.
Did you go up to David and go, David, this girl's a crazy bitch, I know bitches.
Look. She's doing the exact same thing to him as the exact.
Right.
She blew him on the second day.
Whoa. You think you're telling a Bible story? And on the second day, he was blown. And on the third day, there was fake baby.
That's what she does. She lured you in with the greatness of the beach, and then she used the guilt that you got it on the second day to keep you there forever.
Right, and on the seventh day, there was lonely boys. I had just had sex.
Exactly. So, like, he's going through the exact same thing I was. I was like, she's insane. You were the coaching me through this. Break up with her. He's like, nah, man. I'm like, all right.
You can't argue with that.
He was Hannibal Buress for a short stint.
Nah,
no, it was close.
I was like, you can't have a baby if you got a baby. I don't even know what that means. Let's edit that out. Anyways.
The story's wrapping up, I promise. And they start banging away like bunnies.
Sure.
And he's like, yo, see, the problem with you didn't wear a condom. I always wear a condom.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, smart man. And then a couple of days later, he comes up to me. He's like, Jordan, I didn't wear a condom that one time. And now she's telling me she thinks she's pregnant. I was like, this is the exact same thing. He's freaking out just as much as I was.
Yeah.
Dude, she's not. So a couple of days later, and now she's told the whole school that not that she was not pregnant, but that she got an abortion, that I got her pregnant and that she got an abortion. Tells everybody that.
Yeah.
So then
this
David's
is part
like,
of what I remember.
Yeah. So she comes up to me. So David comes up to me. She's like, yeah, she told me that she did get an abortion, that you did get her pregnant. So I'm starting to think that I got her pregnant. I was like, dude, she's a psychopath liar. She did not
have
an abortion.
Was this like 2 weeks after you guys?
This was all in like a month and a half period.
Had a very quick reproductive.
Yeah.
She bounces back very quickly.
Oh, yeah. And it's a lot of money for abortions. Expensive. He comes up and he tells me this. And he's like, yeah, so I went to see her in the park. And then she had a shoebox.
And I went up to her and she told me that was the abortion that you gave her. Like, they don't give abortions to go, man. Like, they're not offering to go boxes.
Yeah, there's no way that the abortion doctor is like, all right. If you pay an extra $5, we'll let you keep it.
Exactly. Did you bring a shoebox?
There's no way. No. Like,
but then a couple days
so
later.
Fucking stupid.
Exactly. A couple days later, she's like, I wasn't pregnant. And he says, okay. And then he dumps her. And that's the end. And then
a
we
month
just.
Later, another shoebox. She's buying a lot of shoes.
Free shoes with every abortion.
I just love that the abortion doctor would be like, look, ma'am, it's $50 for the abortion, $60 if you want to keep the abortion,
take home
$70 if you want to frame the abortion.
We got a nice shadow box.
We can bronze it if you'd like. But that is the story.
Okay. That is... this has been a longer episode than normal.
I apologize.
No, don't apologize. That story is the craziest thing. And it's a bit of a peek into the life of someone a bit younger than the rest of us. It's nice to remember what high school was like for everybody, you know? Just having fake abortions in a shoebox. We've all got that story.
You know, shoebox abortion. In between
that,
math class.
That abortion doctor is the funniest person in the world to me. That one... there's just some, 17-year-old girl, 18-year-old girl comes 16-year-old
in.
16-year-old
girl.
Whoa.
It's not important. Jesus. I was 17. No. Not important. Junior, senior. We're okay.
Hey, I know you're a junior in high school, but I'm going to go ahead and perform this abortion on you with no parental guidance, and I'm going to let you keep it. Here you go. He just hands it to This is so disturbing.
You know what's worse? Is like a week before I graduated, I made out with her more. I didn't learn at all.
You're so stupid. Keep it going for my idiot. I assume that you're all applauding you right now. Keep it going for my dumb young roommate, Jordan Medley. Well, I think that that is a good capper for this episode. Really quickly, I don't want to leave you guys hanging. I know that this has been a real long episode. So we're going to go ahead and read one more Amazon review that I found. It's another one for Furby, which, again, is the funniest thing in the world to me. Apparently, Furbies are evil and parents are real pissed about it. This one's really short. The review is 1 star for Furby, and it says, hate it. And it says that this kind of made me laugh, because you can rate it individually for things. The person took the time to rate it 1 star for fun, 1 star for educational, but 4 stars for durability. They gave it that.
evil Furby really holds up.
It does hold up. I hate it, but it at least lasts. Which is actually what most people say is bad about it. It doesn't last, because I was going to buy one. It says, hate it. I bought this for my 9-year-old daughter, who has lovingly played with it, trying to teach it English. But after it slept all night, it reverts back completely to Furbish and is stuck on one personality. There's no real reward for playing with it nicely and no feeling of accomplishment from being very consistent with it. She's in tears because it cackles at her despite all her hard work. Price point should have been less. The fact that you have to spend all this time to teach it how to learn English and it learns and then overnight it loses it all, like when my grandpa had Alzheimer's. And then it just cackles at her angrily.
The best.
That makes me laugh so hard. So do as I do and look up Furby reviews, because they're real fun. 1-star Furby reviews are the best. Thank you guys for being on the podcast.
Thanks a lot,
any
Tom,
closing
for having me.
Any closing words?
Let go and let God.
Let go and let God. And let go, TA. Thank you guys for listening, and have a wonderful girls' night.
Belong to somebody. more just to dream in the silver age.